Are you ready to step beyond your sexual walls? We're here to talk about anything you want. This is the Sisters of Sexuality show featuring Taylor Sparks and Parrish Michelle Blair. We have so much to talk about today, so let's just get things started. Here are your hosts, Taylor and Parrish. Good evening, sexy people. This is your host, Taylor Sparks, with my co-host, Parrish Michelle Blair, and you are listening to Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play radio show. I am most excited, and Parrish is most excited about our guest. But before I introduce her, let me give you a little bit of information about her. Ophelia Bacon is an entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and fashionista, and is the co-owner of Nouveau Fashion Gallery, a boutique located in Boston's exclusive Coppin Place Mall. As the general manager, she runs the daily operations and serves as the face of the only Black-owned clothing store in the mall. Under her leadership, Nouveau Fashion Gallery has offered teen self-improvement workshops and produced fashion shows for Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, the National Urban League, Maurice Star Entertainment, as well as several other Boston area organizations. Born in rural Georgia in 1947, Ophelia is the fifth of six children and often accompanied her siblings to the cotton fields in her hometown of Covington, Georgia, until the family relocated to Massachusetts in 1959. Although poor, she was rich in thought and dreamed big, attributing her ambition and subsequent success to her sister Fanny. While she currently lives a fabulous life, this divorced mother of three sons has endured much, including domestic violence, a near-death experience, and the loss of a child. Luckily, Ophelia tapped into her inner strength, recognized her spiritual power, and took control of her life. With an intentional focus on the mind, body, and spirit, she audaciously lives her best life now. Ophelia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Say again, Ophelia.
Thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it is definitely our honor. Parrish, my love, are you there?
Yes, I was. I think we all spoke at the same time and we all got quiet at the same time. I was saying, what an overwhelmingly, full-packed life you've led, you know, just the beginning stages of the way that your bio describes your life, going from, you know, living in a rural area and then going to Massachusetts. I had like 1,000 questions, and it was like, it mentioned that your thoughts were always full. You had wealthy thoughts or successful thoughts at a young age, so then I had questions about that. So I just got questions, Ophelia. I'm a fan. I'd like a picture on your page at one time.
Well, thank you so much.
Parrish, I'm going to let you start first because I know you have questions. You go, girl.
Yes. So, Ophelia, first I want to say thank you so much for taking the time to give us this wonderful interview. I really admire your images on Instagram and, you know, just your whole energy. So I'm so happy to finally talk to you. So I don't want to get all in your business, but I got questions. Where did you get your successful thought process at that young age, in the cotton fields? Or was it when you moved into Massachusetts? Was it one person that was influencing you? Like, where did those thoughts come from?
Well, you know, I believe that they actually started when we were very young in Covington. And during the time, we didn't have toys to play with because we were very poor. So what we had to do was use our imagination. And the imagination is very powerful, even on a young child. So that's where it started, with the imagination. We pretended and played. I mean, we'll be school teachers or doctors, tea, all kinds of. So I think the imagination was formed at an early age. And I still use that powerful imagination as I gather things today for what I want to do. So it's imagination.
So this whole conversation about manifesting and... Go ahead.
Yeah, everything I was going to say, and you don't have to be wealthy to have a powerful imagination. You can be poor on a farm, and you can use this imagination to become anything that you want to be, which is manifestation. So that goes to your next question.
Yeah, I was going to say, with all the thought leaders pointing to that conversation on a regular basis now, it's more common that people talk about the law of attraction. When did you first conceptualize that, you know, with thought? I know you intuitively were doing it as a child, but when did you first hear it as a concept and follow that path of manifesting?
I think the very first time I realized that there was something very powerful inside of me, and it's not like it is today, but when I was born, I weighed 13 pounds, so that's a big baby, and I started walking at 7 months. So because I started walking so early, I became kind of bow-legged, and I was very pigeon-toed. And my mother would say to me, "Gal, you got to do something about those feet." And as a little child, I'm like, "What do I do to myself?" And I couldn't figure it out. So by the time we moved to Boston, I was 11. And one day I remember looking down at my feet and saying, "What am I going to do with my feet?" And this is when I first heard the voice, a very intuitive voice inside of me. It was not loud. It was very soft. They said, "Turn them out." And I said, "Okay." And I turned them out, and they said, "Leave them there." So what I did, this was the very first time I started to really pay attention to the voice inside of me. And throughout my life, it has always been there for me, especially during very trying times. So let's say 11 was when I first realized that part of me.
Ophelia, one of the things that stands out for me, when you talk about your near-death experience and knowing that you heard this voice as early as 11, and you
11.
were
11
you
was the
had
first time.
It was a difficult time. You had your children young. Right? You had your first child, you had three sons, and you were married young, but you had three sons by the time you were 21. Is this correct?
Correct.
Correct. How old were you when you had your near-death experience?
32.
So your children were still young. Did you still have that same... Were you still in touch, if you will, with that voice that led you then as early as 11 when you had the near-death experience? How were you able to not only help the doctors help you, but even help yourself to recover from that near-death experience?
Yeah, I think it was very profound by the time at 32. I had experienced some things by then. And I remember... going into the hospital emergency, them not really knowing what was going on with me. And then finally, I was admitted. I came into the hospital about 6:30 a.m., and they admitted me at 9:30, and I was with my family, my sisters. So once they admitted me into the hospital without any, painkillers, I have tremendous pain in my stomach. So... my sisters left, and I was there, and I remember someone awakening me saying, "We have to do surgery right now." And they had called the code blue on me, which means that you're ready to exit the earth. So I remember being very frightened, and I'm saying, "Oh, my God, my sister." I beyond frightened. I was so scared, and I could feel the life leaving me. So they was wheeling me down to the emergency room. And to the operating room, sorry. And I was outside. They, kind of parked the thing that they put you on outside the door. And I'm sitting there frightened to death. I'm like, "Oh, my God, what am I going to do?" And I remembered reading somewhere when I was probably in my 20s, they were saying that any time that you are in great fear, call the name of the Lord. And I said, "Jesus, help me. I don't want to die. I don't want to leave this earth. I can't leave the earth now. My kids need me. No one can raise them like me. Let me stay. Let me raise them. I can do so much with them." And that's when I felt a presence, not so much a voice. It was a presence. You couldn't see it, but it was powerful. And I felt calm. and I knew that everything was going to be all right. The anesthesiologist came out. I always twist my tongue on that name. He came out, and he introduced himself, and he gave me some what would happen. And I went into surgery very calm because I knew I was going to be all right. I woke up in IC intensive care, and he came back, the anesthesiologist, and he said to me, if we hadn't gone in when we did, you would not have lived to see dawn. And it was a very powerful moment. And that's when I knew then that God is real. And you call upon him for everything. And as I've, grown in years and maturity and wisdom, I call upon him for everything now. But that was very profound. And then, so after I was in intensive care, maybe for about 4 days, and there was they moved me to my regular room. And when the doctors came in to see me, and I was very weak, and I said to them, how do I get better? And they said, you have to get up and walk. And I said, no, I'll die. I can't walk. I'll die. And they said, no, you will get better. So this is when I heard the voice. I mean, very clear. It was a voice in my ear. And when I woke up the next morning, it said to me, sit up. And I sat up. I obeyed. And it was gently say, put your feet over the side of the bed or whatever. So to make a long story short, the voice became my best friend, and it really showed me how to heal myself. And I started to walk. It took some time, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting stronger. And I did. I became strong. And I said to myself, you are going to be more powerful and more fierce than ever after this. You are going, because my body, I think I lost probably I went from 110, I went from 118 to 108 in like no time, and it was very emaciated looking. And when I looked in the mirror, I didn't recognize myself, and I said to her, we are going to make you more powerful than ever. You are going to be amazing. And that was the beginning. That's when the voice was very strong, and I hear it all the time now.
Parrish?
Wow. I the whole time I'm listening to your journey, Ophelia, this part of it, I have a quickening in my solar plexus because I connected with the Sisters of Sexuality through Taylor Sparks because of a death experience that I had where I tasted that. And when I came back into my body, that's what I do now. I'm known all over the world for, I listen to my inner guidance and I do whatever it tells me to do. And sometimes it tells me
everything.
Contrary things to what doctors would say or what my mom would say or anybody would say. And I just have to step out on faith and say, I know what it looks like to other people. But I'm just going to step out on faith and listen to it. And it always brings me wealth and abundance and happiness at the measure that I'm a match.
Wow.
So it's beautiful to hear your journey.
So, Pat,
oh my goodness.
When you said you came out of your body, did you have an out of body experience?
I did. I don't know how much time I have
on
this.
I did too. I didn't mention
that,
but I had an out of body experience. Yeah, I did too. I had so it was like I actually saw myself. It was like like a field or something. It was very beautiful, very green. And I was I was beautiful. I was, my hair was fabulous. The face was big. I had this beautiful dress. And it was two of me. And one was holding the other one. And she was obviously dead. She was, lying back, arms. And I'm holding her. And I heard the voice say to put her down, to lay her down. And you come with me. Come this way. And I just, it was powerful. Because I was really, after that experience, the near death and again, coming back from the hospital, and I lived in Mattapan at the time, and I went to, my sisters picked me up and brought me to my apartment where my kids were waiting for me. And I was in the hospital probably close to 3.5 weeks. Recuperating, getting strong enough to come home, and I was still weak. But what happened is the landlord, they lived over me, and I was on the first floor. And one day I'm in the house, very weak, you know, and didn't know what I was going to do. I wanted to be strong. I always had a powerful body. And I heard her talking. She was sitting on her porch, and she was saying, she's going to kill us. She's going to give us TB. And I'm like, who are you talking about? I realized she was screaming to the neighbors that I had TB and that I was going, and I felt so ashamed that, I just felt ashamed that she was putting my name out there like that, and I started crying. And I'm like, oh my God, because I was so thin when I came home, she thought I was, I guess, had TB or something. And they evicted me. They evicted me because they said she's going to get the disease in the house and we're going to catch it. And I was like, oh my God. And I called my sister, Wanda, and I was crying. I told her what happened. And she said, I'm coming to get you. And I said to her, and Wanda, you know, my sister Wanda is everything to me. And I was feeling very lost. I felt very vulnerable. And she said to me such powerful words. She said, I will take care of you until you are better. And I needed to hear that because I just felt like, I didn't know what to do. I was very weak. I had never been that weak in my life. I'd never been sick before, you know. And this was very, you know, it was a trying time, but I got through it.
Well, I knew that I felt like a kindred spirit with you for some reason. There's so much more to ask you about your journey. Taylor, are you still there?
I'm listening. Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
No,
conversation.
I didn't want to interrupt, and we do have 1 minute before we go to the break. And I know one of the things I just wanted to ask very quickly, Ophelia, and then we can finish that answer when we come back. But do you consider yourself religious or spiritual? Just between the two. Religious or spiritual?
Spiritual.
When we come back, we will continue with our amazing guest, Ophelia Bacon, and my oh-so-sexy co-host, Paris Michelle Blair. You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play radio show, and we will be right back. Don't go away.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Organic lovin', for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious, playful, maybe sensual, adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic lovin'. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic lovin'. That's LOVEN.com.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-4255. 866-484-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You were listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show. Welcome back, sexy people. This is your host, Taylor Sparks, with my wonderful, sweet, and amazing co-host, Parrish Michelle Blair. And we are honored to have our most gorgeous, most sexy guest, Ophelia Bacon. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Hey,
I knew this was going to be a great interview. I've been anticipating this interview for a very, very long time. I'm so glad we're having this discussion. I know Taylor
so
asked
much.
You before
Go
the
ahead.
Break about religion versus spirituality, and I was wanting you to talk more about that. About spiritual. Well, I was raised in a church, and which is religion. It's controlled. I know. But mostly in the South, we were in the church when I was a little girl, baptized and everything. And I just didn't get it. We had this huge picture of Jesus on the wall, and a lot of people in the South then even had him in the home. And I never could understand this picture. I never understood the minister. He, you know, he was just hollering and screaming, and I didn't get it. I thought God was someone who was up in the sky, sitting in a big chair, kind of like the one that Lincoln sits in Washington with the big chair. Yeah,
yes.
That's how I thought. I was a very curious child, and I was a creative child that my mother didn't know that I was creative. So when I became bored, I would do mischievous things, you know. But so my mother always told me that the devil was going to get me. You know, and God didn't like certain things. So I always thought that God was watching me. They had a picture, I don't know where I got, where he would throw fireballs at you when you were bad or something. And I was like, I was afraid of him. Mm-hmm. So then when we moved to Boston, we were still going to church here in Boston. And I didn't understand anything. So probably around, I think I was like, maybe 24, and I was standing in the mirror, and I looked at myself, and I saw my soul, but I didn't know at the time. I mean, I saw something inside of me, and I was like, oh, my God, what is that? But I was so drawn to it. It was like another person, and I could feel something in me, and I was very drawn to it. So my sister, Rashida, who was always advanced when it comes to doing things differently from the family. So I went to her and I said, Rashida, her name was Pauline at the time. I said, Pauline, something's wrong with me. Something's inside of me. I feel something. And so she said, what is it? I don't know. I said, it feels like a person. She said, oh, listen, I got a book for you. This is my first book that I actually read that was outside of romance stories and, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I read the book. It was called The Religions of Man. And I read the book. They were talking about Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, just all of them.
and they kind of describe them. But basically, what I got from the book, there is, in all those religions, there's one power. And they have different names. And I thought, okay, I want to know the power. I want to know that one power. And I set out at 24 to find out, who is God? What is this all about, this universe? I didn't even understand the universe or anything. But I devoured books. I was so hungry for what life was about. And I read book after book, and people would meet me, and I would say a word or something. Oh, I got a book for you. And I read and read and read and read until I got to the self-help book of the 70s. And so to a point where most of the books were actually saying the same thing.
They are.
So what you have to do, they are. They're saying the same thing. So what you have to do is actually start to live your life. You can't just read about it. You have to step out in faith. And you have to, I found out that with spirituality, it's what's inside of you. You don't get it from books. And so Paris, we were talking about the voice. Then I really became, I started to realize, I called upon it. I summoned the voice. Like, where are you? Help me. And I've gotten to the point at this particular age in my life, at this particular time in my life, me and the voice is one. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it so much. Life is easy. My health is excellent. Taylor knows it. Excellent. All because of the voice, the power within me. So, and I know people, and I'm saying all of them, but they go to church every Sunday. They are diseased. They are insecure. They feel inferior to certain things. They are not happy. With spirituality, the people who are in my circle are coming to my presence. They're spiritual. And we all are one in spirit. We are all happy. We know what happy is. One makes you happy.
Yeah. Ophelia. Yeah,
we talk about this.
Yes. Ophelia, when you talk about how this voice has helped you, and I know that you and your sisters started producing, I'm going to switch over to business and how you use that to grow your business. Okay. And you started producing fashion shows in the 70s. You established a wardrobe consulting firm in the mid 80s, and then ultimately led to the Nouveau Fashion Gallery, which has been around over 35 years. It's a highly upscale women's clothing and accessories boutique in Boston. And you've dressed everyone from everyday women, celebrities, Monique and Louis Gossett Jr. and Academy Award-winning actress Liv Ullmann, Layla Hathaway, Diana Ross's daughter, Rhonda Ross. How did that spirituality, how did that voice guide you to not only launch a business, but keep this business going for so long, especially in a city like Boston, which is very few African Americans, primarily white, and you're in the top mall in the city, and the only black owned clothing store still to this day.
Right.
How would you contribute that faith to be able to guide you and your sisters collectively to do what you did?
You know, and so basically, it's always there. You have to be aware of it, and you have to use it. Remember the movie Ray, when he was in the line, he said, I'm going to make it do what it do?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is, the spirit. So with us, this is what's so crazy about what we've achieved, our success. We came from the rural South. We moved to Boston, and we had to find our way. It was like a culture shock. So we basically would shop Filene's basement. In the 70s, when we were all working as secretaries, and we had an eye. That's part of our success. We have this eye for fashion. We have this eye for art. We have this eye for beauty. And so, by us being able to shop Filene's basement, where we were exposed to designer clothing, rather than going upstairs in Jordan Marsh and you're getting, mediocre clothes, or upstairs and Filene's getting mediocre clothes. Now, we had Saks Fifth Avenue, we had Bonwick, but we didn't go there. Filene's basement was the place. So we learned about Italian clothes. Wanda bought Versace out of the basement before he even had a name. But you have to recognize these amazing clothes. And we did. So part of the inner thing with us, so people started saying to us, wow, where do you guys get your clothes? It's the Filene's basement. And they were like, oh, we need to shop with you, you know, and come and show us where, because they couldn't find them. If we have an eye, and that's part of spirituality. So what we did, people would say, you should open a store. And I never worked in the store. Wanda or any of my other sisters ever worked in the store. So that's when we had to ask you, when you say to yourself, so how do we do it? And other people couldn't tell us, so the inner, that inner voice would tell, and you're not that aware of it. You grow into recognizing it. And we were like, so where do we go? And we would have meetings on Sundays, and we would just brainstorm about where do we find, how do we open a store? And as you ask, it's revealed. So that's it. As you ask, so we say, how do we find it? So we went to New York, and we were just walking around. We didn't know what we were doing, but the voice was there. And I remember one time we were there, but we were always dressed. We were always fabulous. So we go into New York fabulously dressed. So people, they take attention to you when you look good. Image is everything. Some people don't believe that, but it is. And, you know, at one point we went to, do you know Willie Smith? He was like one of the top black designers in the 70s.
I do. You know I know Willie
okay.
Smith.
Okay, Willie Smith. So we ended up somehow going into Willie Smith's showroom. He wasn't there, but he had his showroom, his manufacturer's rep. And we walked in. It was mostly Caucasian buyers there. And we walked in. It was three of us. And we walked in. We didn't know what we were supposed to do. So we sat down, and the rep acknowledged her. She said, I'll be with you guys in a second. And we're sitting there watching the people look at the lines, and they're writing things down. We're like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? So finally, and now this is where sensitivity come in, Paris. This sales rep sensed that we didn't know what we were doing. So she said to us, listen, let me take care of everyone here, and then I'll get to you guys. Do you mind? We said, no. So everyone, probably an hour later, and she came over to us, and she patiently gave us a crash course in buying. Now, wow. She didn't have to do this, but that was the power. When you ask, it will be revealed. So she showed us how to write an order. She showed us how to look at a line and select. It was the most powerful thing, and it just got better and better and better. And once we became aware of it, I know how to work it now. I know how to use it. I know that power is there, and it's there all the time. It's not just when you're in trouble and you're like, oh, Jesus, help me. No. No, all the time. I'll misplace something. I'll say, ooh, help me find it. You know, and one day I was in North Paris. It was really interesting. This was just probably last year, and this beautiful woman came in, and people always say, oh, I love your energy. I'm like, thank you. And she started shopping, and I took her to the dressing room, and then all of a sudden she said, oh, wait a minute. And I said, yes. She said, your mother's here. And my mother passed 20 years ago. And I said, really? She said, yes. I'm like, okay. And she said, she wants you to read a book. And by this time, I'm very aware of spirits coming to me. So I ran and got a piece of paper. I said, what is it? And I wrote it. And it was about angels. And this book introduced me to angels all around you. And so in the last year, I've been really tapping into that part of me. It's powerful.
I want to talk about another type of power. What about your sexuality? How do you harmonize your spirituality, your sensuality, and your sexuality?
How do I harmonize it? Well, right now, I'm celibate by choice. And
so when I say sexuality, Ophelia, I just wanted to be clear.
I'm not celibate, but I'm not having sex right now either. But I still, mm-hmm. my sexuality is a big part of me because it's who I am. Mm-hmm. I my parents had sex for me to get here, so I'm always an expression of sexuality in my mind, whether right. I'm in the mm-hmm. physical act of it or not. So that's what I meant, like your expression of that in your life. How do you harmonize that with your spirituality and the sensuality that you spoke about?
It has, with me, it has always been very important, you know. So what I do, I take very good care of my body. I wake up mm-hmm. at 5 in the morning, yoga, stretching, I eat right, I treat people kind, and part of that is, to me, you have to, you have to have pleasure in your life. You have to please yourself also in many mm-hmm. ways, whether you're taking yourself out to dinner or you're traveling to places you've never been before. And also I find that you have to be relaxed. You have to be relaxed. So that's what I do. I stay in a state of relaxation. A lot of people say, do you meditate? And I tell them, I'm at a point now where I meditate all day long. It's not like, okay, it's 8:00. No, everything I do is I'm meditating. So my life,
my Buddhist monk friend to our family said that the highest ascension to reach for is having a meditative lifestyle. Not, you know, I've meditated for 3 hours. It's that you eat meditatively. You, when someone's talking with you, you're in that moment and nothing else matters.
Yes.
And when you can live like that, that's where you've ascended.
So that's what I do. So I always tell people, when you really get to know yourself, everything falls in place. You don't, nothing is like, nothing is in a category that you have to do this or that. No, it's all one. I deal with Ophelia as a whole. She's just, everything relates to the other. You know, your sexual.
So you're a different type of woman. In your era, women that I meet that are from that, you know, that time period, the way that they express their spirituality, the way they express their health or their relationships or mm-hmm. definitely their sexuality is a lot different than the way that you're speaking. But now they're looking and seeking help in books and seminars.
How did they do it before? What was the difference in how you were saying that?
What I wanted to say, ask you, is the women in the category, age category that you're in, that grew up in the era that you grew up in, the way sexuality
yes.
is promoted and suppressed, now they're looking for advice. They want to be more open like you are now. What advice or what encouragement or what suggestion would you give a woman who's over 50 or over 60 and wants to feel sexy and empowered in her life? What would you tell her?
Wait, don't,
Ophelia,
don't answer that. Ophelia, don't answer that question. we got to take a break. Answer that question when we come. We got to take a break for a commercial break.
Oh, you gotta go again?
Yeah. Hold that thought. Guys, she's going to answer that question for those listeners who are over 60. Don't go away. This is Taylor Sparks with Parish Michelle Blair and our amazing guest, Ophelia Bacon, and we'll be right back.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Organic Lovin', for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious, playful, maybe sensual, adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin. That's LOVEN.com.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You were listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show. Welcome back, sexy people, with your host, Taylor Sparks, and my amazing co-host, Parrish Michelle Blair, and the oh-so-sexy and wonderful Ophelia Bacon. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay, Parrish, you had a question right before we went to break about the sexuality, the spirituality, and the sensuality for Ophelia, and she was starting to answer that question, and I wanted to tag on to that question to also ask for, and you, because you were mentioning a woman her age and how she was raised and how women and her age, for those of you who don't know, if you have not seen this amazing woman, Ophelia Bacon is 71, Ophelia?
Yes, coming 72.
Coming 72. And yep, and is not only at the top of her game, she's at the top of the game of some people, women in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, and damn their 60s. So if you don't know, you need to listen quite closely. So Ophelia, do tell us about this bridge of sensuality, sexuality, spirituality, and even your thoughts on masturbation for any woman of any age.
But she was going to leave.
Oh, okay. So when I was before we went to break, where the point that I'm like you said, I'm 71, and I've fallen madly in love with me. I meet a lot of people who are not quite there yet. They're saying I'm starting to, you know, do for me, and kind of like what Parrish was saying. Well, I'm past that. I am in love. I got a Jones for me. My nose is wide open for me. I can't get enough of me. So all the things that you mentioned, Paris, is just one. For instance, probably the way I felt during a very powerful climax, I may feel that way watching the sunset or on an airplane flying to Paris. It's all one. It's all this. It's love. The highest vibration out there is love. So a lot of people equate sex with love, that, you know, if they're having sex and it's good, that's all there is. But you have to be in love with yourself to actually enjoy all these other things. Even eating right
If you don't love yourself, you're not going to eat right. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to fuck right. If you don't eat yourself, if you don't love yourself, nothing falls into place. So you're talking to a woman, and I fought for this. I wanted to be this woman. I visualized her probably in my 20s, and I would always say to God, I want to be this type of woman when I get to this particular point. I don't want to be this type. So with me, I was always a very curious young woman where when it came to sex, you know, I was always like, you know, and I love men. Oh my God, they're so amazing, and I love just, you know, because they're to me, they're uncomplicated, and my best friend are men. I love them, and so with me, I'm not very. I have to really have a good chemistry in order for me to be intimate with you. So it hasn't. There's not many because that don't happen all the time. But the last one I would think has been probably about 8 or 10 years ago, and he was just perfect as far as being my friend, conversations, and the sex was excellent. All of my fantasies was fulfilled, and I kind of have a feeling that's why I don't really. Because I think what I don't know about you, but with me, I would like fantasize about this and fantasize, and it didn't happen. But with this last beautiful man that I was, all of them came true, and being the type of woman who, you know, I want to be, I want more than just sex. I want to talk. I want to hang out and go places. So with me, I'm celibate by choice, but I'm still, I can be intimate without having sex. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some people feel mm-hmm. intimacy is sex. So I don't know, maybe about, but I believe that, what do you call it, like the release, like when you have like a climax, it's so yeah. important. It's the same as if you have to eat to keep your strength and your vitality. You bathe your body and all these other things. To me, a climax is so important for a woman, for me. So I got a vibrator maybe about, when was it, Taylor?
8 years ago, I think.
Yeah, because, I don't know how it came about.
No, but, no, know, the first one, know, no, no, 6 years, 5 years ago, I'm sorry, five years ago.
No, it was before that because I this is my second one. I broke the first one.
Yeah.
My Sex in the City, she said, I broke my vibrator. He says, not a vibrator.
It's a massager.
But no, I took it to, okay, I bought, it's been a while. When Taylor told me about it, and I don't know where I was in my life, but she was saying, get a vibrator. I'm like, okay, what kind should
get
I get?
Get a vibrator, wear a push-up bra, get a thong. We've had some good
those
times.
Those are three things in life that she introduced me to. But with the vibrator, she was really on point. So what happened is, I said, well, what kind? Well, the guy that I was with, he gave me one. It was like a little something. I'm like, ugh. I didn't even like it. I couldn't even get into it. So I mentioned to Taylor, and she sent me something. I said, what do I do with this thing?
She's got,
well,
she's got
found
that
out.
Magic wand.
Hey, like I said, I didn't know at first. Oh, my God, it's so big. Oh, my God. This is the best thing ever. I wanted to like tell women, go and get this, and you'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
You know,
it's the truth. It
you'll
is,
be okay.
Girl. It is, and in full disclosure for our audience, Ophelia Bacon and I are first cousins. Our moms are sisters. And she and her sisters have been instrumental in my becoming the woman that I am. I have always been able to call, and they all are completely different in their personalities. And I have been able to
you
call.
You like me the best. You like me the best.
Sure, yes, favorite. I do. Of course, I love you the best. I have been able to call each one of them separately for advice on business, for advice on who I am and what I believe I'm doing in my life. And since I've been in my early teens, I've always been able to call Wanda, even Rashida at one point, and Evelyn and Ophelia. And my cousins have always, always given me the best advice. Whether I wanted to fucking hear it or not is another story, but they've always told me the truth. And I've always looked up to them as business women. I've always looked up to them as fashionistas. I have them and my mom. I've gotten my fashion sense from Ophelia. Probably guided me the most with regards to sexiness, and Evelyn with regards to conservative classiness when I was working in the office.
Wait a minute, hold on. What is sexiness?
You've always been a walking sex drop. You just walk sexy, talk sexy, look sexy. But all of you all are sexy in your own right, but you gave me permission without telling me so.
Your audience says, oh yeah, she's just a sexy one. I'm an entrepreneur and everything else too, my dear.
Well, they know that already. I'm only joking with you. and that of course is how our family is. They will beat you and love you at the same time. But
exactly.
Yeah, a lot of that I've gotten from them. So I've been most grateful.
With Taylor, you're like with me. I get a lot of young people who gravitate towards me, and they want me to be a mentor. And I always let them know, you can't select me as your mentor. I have to select you as my mentee because I don't waste my time. So with Taylor, we kind of, well, not like we met her at 13, but she became into our presence. The three of us, we were like, who is this? She was amazing. So it's a pleasure to share. All of us feel the same. It was just a pleasure to share knowledge with Taylor because she would go off and do it. A lot of people would take in, you know, that you tell them, give them advice, and they do nothing with it. She used it. So she's a pleasure to share knowledge with and to see results. So we're proud of her. But as far as life is what you make it. And I'm so enjoying my life right now. Life is, I wake up in the morning, I can't wait to get up and get going and get to the store. And I'm saying, what's going to happen today? That's how I, every day, what beautiful thing or what amazing person I'm going to. With that store, it is like, it's a center of good vibrations. And people tell me that, oh, they say, your energy. I'm happy. That's what life is about, happy. And part of when I do my yoga and stretch and I say words of inspiration and stuff, you know, while I'm doing, and part of it, I am healthy, I am happy, I am peaceful.
So amazing. And as we're wrapping up the end of our show, I want to make sure that people know where to find you, Ophelia. So where can they find you on social media? What is the website address for Nouveau, since people can't order around the world and we have listeners around the world?
I know, that's exciting. Well, my social media is my name at it's on Instagram. It's my name.
I'm updating
my website, so it's down for a while because I have to add new media to it. And the store website is Shopaholic. I can't remember the website. You know what? Wanda just changed it again. Did you know that?
It's styleholic.com.
Styleholic.com. Sorry.
that is okay. Yeah, if you are not following Ophelia Bacon on Instagram, please do so. Ophelia Bacon. You will be inspired in so many ways. And Parrish, my love, where can they find you on social media?
Parrish
Parish Blair TV and Sexy Spirit TV. Also visit my website if you want to look into the sessions or what's going on in the Parish Blair Love Affair Tour at parishblair.com.
And, of course, I am Taylor Sparks at Organic Lovin. That's LOVEN.com. And you can find me on all social media and the website, Organic Lovin. And, of course, please follow Sisters of Sexuality on Instagram. And our website is sistersofsexuality.com and Facebook, Sexy SOS Tour, and Sisters of Sex on Twitter. We are here every Wednesday. We got it all, right? We are here every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. If you have questions about sex or sexuality, kink or relationships, and even business in the business of sex, please feel free to email us and join our newsletter at sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. This is Taylor Sparks again, your host, along with our co-host, Parish Michelle Blair, Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play, and we are sponsored by OrganicLovin.com. I'd like to thank our amazing guest and my lovely cousin, Ophelia Bacon, for joining us. And guys, stay tuned and tune in to us every weekday here. And you can find us, of course, on every podcast platform. We look forward to talking to you again. Have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning in to Sisters of Sexuality. Please join Taylor Sparks and Parish Michelle Blair again next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel or on demand 24/7. And don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at sistersofsexuality.com for all the latest information on our appearances and events.